Tim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, and he joins us on the line today. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. The Alberta Association of Ag Societies is organizing, I guess, some evac spots, just in case that everybody or anybody has to evacuate because of wildfires. Comments on the fact that you're doing that again this year?
True. Our agricultural societies have been emergency service stations, if you will, for a very long time, whether it's the community hall, the hockey rink, or the rodeo grounds. And speaking just a bit proactive and, you know, getting a list together for people in place in case of emergencies, unfortunately, seems to be the thing to do based on last year's, you know, tragedies of wildfires and evacuations and things like that. We're just trying to be a bit more proactive so people were ready and had the information on hand.
How key is it to get that proactiveness started, especially after last year and the busy wildfire season that was had, especially in northwestern Alberta?
You know, our ag societies, they like to be prepared. They're virtually all volunteer run. So them stepping up and saying, yeah, our facility is open when you need us, just give us a call, is an important step for them so that they have the necessary, you know, information and resources on hand to welcome people and livestock to their facilities. Not to mention the fact that you don't have, if you are in a situation where you have to leave somewhere, knowing that there's a spot that you can stop that, you know, will welcome your livestock, your dog, your horse, your cat, whatever it happens to be, and give them some food and water, and as well as take care of you, I think is a bit of peace of mind for people who are in a chaotic situation.
From a resource standpoint, and I guess from an ag society standpoint, what goes into preparing for just in case somebody has to say, okay, I got to leave?
Yeah. Each situation is going to be a little bit different, but, you know, making sure that parking lots are graded and ready and, you know, garbage cans are empty and, you know, they have all of the pieces of the puzzle they need for to operate their facilities, whether there's, you know, three people there or 300 people is always a concern for our groups to make sure that they're providing the best service possible.
What about communication with the evacuee? I'm sure, you know, they're on the front lines. They need the information like almost yesterday. The communication that needs, how goes the preparedness as far as that is concerned when something arises?
You know, we're in communication with the emergency services within provincial government, and they have access to our list as well. So obviously we're not going to be able to reach out to each individual person who's in that chaos, but our website is available, and you know, most of our agricultural societies will know what's going on in their area and the best way to have that information available to those evacuees. I have seen, whether it's on the news or in other places, with it, there was actually signs along the highway inviting people to stop in and rest or take care of themselves and others. So, you know, our ag societies are doing what they can to help.
From a helping out standpoint here, that's a good point you bring up here, Tim. Can people jump on board and say, hey, I want to help out in these situations?
Absolutely. You know, the opportunity to contact your local agricultural society or any of your local not-for-profits, for that matter, to say, you know what, I've got that 2 feet and a heartbeat and I'm willing to help in any way, shape, or form. I'm sure that all of those organizations would be glad to have the extra set of hands and you know, utilize whatever you're able to give.
How much help does a prayer or two to Mother Nature, like we've had over the past couple of weeks, how much does that help?
Well, I came home from a bit of a time away, and I found 2 inches of rain in my rain gauge. So whatever rain dance that we've been doing in north central Alberta has been helping, but you know, the folks up in the north could certainly use some more time in our thoughts and prayers for rain and less chaotic times ahead.
We pray that it never happens, but just in case it has to happen, is the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies ready on a moment's notice to say, okay, people are evacuating, let's get ready?
Absolutely. Our volunteers, our facilities, the great folks from the agricultural societies across the province have always been there to help. So we will be there in times of need going forward as well.
We're a really close-knit community, especially up here in rural Alberta, aren't we?
We certainly are. Everybody knows somebody. And, you know, just like the days in history where, you know, you needed help getting your crop off or you needed help raising your barn, there's great people in rural, and they are always willing to help out.
Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agriculture Societies. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have a great rest of your day.